Welcome to this body scan meditation. The body scan practice is usually done lying down, but it's fine to sit if that feels right for you. Taking some time to make sure that you are comfortable, lying down on a mat or on a bed. You might need a pillow for your head, and perhaps a blanket to keep you warm. If you are sitting, taking a moment to make sure that you are well supported. Acknowledging from the start that this practice is an opportunity to nourish yourself, a time to give yourself some positive energy and attention. Be aware of each passing moment and simply be with whatever is happening moment by moment. So we're not striving to get anywhere. We are simply bringing an alert and kindly attention to your experience. Remembering there is no right way to be, just noticing your body, your mind, and your mood states, letting go as best you can of any thoughts or judgments. Allowing your eyes to close gently if you feel comfortable with that. Your arms alongside your body, palms facing upwards if that's comfortable for you. Legs straight and feet falling away from each other. Taking a moment to sense your body as a whole, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, sensing the support of the mat, noticing the contact points of the body with the floor, the back of the head, the shoulders, the hips, the legs and ankles, allowing the ground to hold you so you don't have to hold yourself. And now bringing the attention to the fact that you are breathing. Not changing your breath in any way, but noticing how the breath enters and leaves the body. How the abdomen rises as the air enters the body and falls back as the air moves out. Not changing the flow of breath, but observing, sensing the breath from the inside out. Dropping into your rhythm of breath. This rhythm that is unique to you. With each in-breath and each out-breath, sinking deeper and deeper into the mat. And as best you can, letting go of any tension or tightness in the body as you breathe in and breathe out. Now on the next in-breath, bringing the attention down the left leg and all the way down to the left foot and out to the toes of the left foot. Noticing your big toe, your little toe, and all the toes in between. Sensing into the toes and perhaps the spaces in between toes. Perhaps coming into a sense of the skin and the nails. You may perhaps notice tingling or pulsating. But just noticing whatever here in the toes of your left foot in this moment. And now moving on from the toes to the ball of the left foot, the arch, the heel, and then noticing perhaps the heel in contact with the mat. So sensing into the entire bottom of the left foot. You may perhaps notice coolness or heat. Just being with any and all sensations, or perhaps lack of sensation. And now letting go, and moving on to the top of the left foot. You may perhaps notice the blanket or the sensation of the sock on your foot. You may notice coolness or heat. But as best you can, just being with whatever your experience is in this moment, in the top of the left foot. And now we'll move on from the top of the left foot and up into the left ankle. This hinge joint that allows the foot to walk. Sensing perhaps the intricate bones in this area, the tissue. Perhaps a sensation of pulsing or tingling. And now we'll let go of the ankle, the left ankle, and bringing the attention now to the entire left foot, including your ankle. Just being with your entire left foot in this moment. So now we'll move the attention up to the lower left leg. So this is the area from the ankle up to the knee. So sensing into the thin shin bone at the front of the lower left leg. The calf muscle at the back, and the sides of the lower left leg. Tuning in as best you can to any and all sensations, or perhaps lack of sensation. Letting go of the lower left leg now and moving up into the left knee. Noticing perhaps the back of the knee, the sides of the knee and the kneecap. Perhaps sensing into the cartilage, the bone and the tissue. If your legs are bent, you might notice the hinge of the knee. Perhaps noticing the hardness of the kneecap and then the softness at the back of the knee. And now we'll let go of the left knee and move up into the left thigh. So just sensing into the large muscle in this area, the front of the thigh, the back, and the sides. You might even sense into the thigh bone, sitting into the hip joint. Perhaps becoming aware of heat or coolness. The sensation of blood flow, perhaps. And on the next out-breath now, just letting go of the left thigh. And coming into a sense of the entire left leg, from the hip bone, all the way down, through the leg, and out to the left foot. Coming into a sense of the entire left leg, including your foot. Now, as you pay attention to the various parts of your body, you may from time to time experience sensations, perhaps strong sensations in certain areas. If this is your experience, knowing you have a choice, perhaps you may decide to rest for a moment, breathing into the area, seeing if you can soften. Seeing if you can be with the sensation. Or perhaps you may decide to mindfully change your position. Or maybe you may decide to return to the breath. Returning to the recording at any time that feels right for you. So letting go of the left leg now and swinging the attention from the left hip across the pelvic bowl and down the right leg, down to the right foot, and out to the toes of the right foot. So sensing the big toe, the little toe, and all the toes in between. Perhaps sensing into the spaces in between the toes on your right foot. Perhaps noticing the knuckles on the toes, the nails, the pads at the back of the toes. Just resting in awareness of any and all sensations in the toes of your right foot, or perhaps lack of sensation. Letting go of the toes now and moving to the underneath of your foot, so the ball of the right foot, the arch, and the heel. You might perhaps notice the sensation of touch as the right heel makes contact with the floor. You may perhaps notice tingling or pulsating. But just being aware of whatever is here for you right now as you place your attention onto the sole of your right foot. And now bringing the attention up to the top of the right foot. You might perhaps notice the sensation of sock or blanket in contact with the top of the right foot. Perhaps noticing coolness or warmth. Just allowing whatever is here to be in your awareness in this moment, and as best you can, holding any judgment, bringing a friendly awareness to your experience in this moment. So letting go of the top of the right foot now, we'll move up into the right ankle. Again, just sensing into this hinge joint that allows the foot to walk, the body to stand. Sensing into the bone tissue. Being with any and all sensations. And now we'll let go of the ankle and move up to the lower right leg. So this is the area from the ankle to the knee. Sensing into the shin bone, this thin bone at the front of the lower right leg. The sides and the back of the lower right leg, the calf muscle at the back. Perhaps noticing blood flow, pulsing. As best you can, just being awake to your experience in your lower right leg. Moving up now into the right knee. Sensing the cartilage, the kneecap, the sides of the knee, the softness at the back of the knee. Noticing perhaps blood flow or tingling. And then as best you can, we'll let go of the right knee and we'll move up into the right thigh. So just sensing into the front of the thigh, the size of the thigh and the back. Large muscle in this area. Perhaps noticing pulsing or tingling. You might perhaps notice how the thigh bone sits into the hip joint, the right hip joint. And now we'll let go of the thigh area and we'll bring our attention to the entire right leg. So from the hip joint all the way down through the leg to include the right foot. Just sensing the entire leg, including your foot, as you lie here. Letting go of the right leg now and bringing the attention up to the right hip and scanning across the pelvic bowl to the left hip. becoming aware perhaps of the organs held and protected by the pelvic bowl. Perhaps noticing the buttocks in contact with the floor or the mat. Perhaps a sense of weightiness. You may perhaps notice the lower back in contact with the floor. This is a region where we can hold a lot of tension. So just noticing what's here in your lower back right now. Moving up now to the middle back area, the thoracic part of the spine. Perhaps sensing into the intricate nerves in this area protected by the spinal column. Becoming aware of the kidneys, perhaps. Perhaps noticing the back of the rib cage on the floor as you breathe. Noticing how the rib cage moves as you breathe in and breathe out. Sensing into the back of the heart, perhaps, the lungs. And moving up now to the shoulder blades. Perhaps sensing the contact points of the shoulder blades with the floor. Once more, this is a place where we can hold a lot of tension. Drawing the attention up now to the cervical part of the spine, the neck area that supports the head. I'm moving the attention down the torso now to the abdominal area, becoming aware of the belly expanding and contracting as you breathe. Breathing in oxygen and breathing out carbon dioxide. This continual cleansing and replenishing of the body as you breathe. You may possibly become aware of the sensation of digestion in this area. But as best you can, just placing your attention in the abdominal area and experiencing whatever is here. Moving the attention now up to the chest area. Noticing the rib cage at the front of the torso. the heart cradled between the two lobes of the lungs. Sensing your heartbeat, perhaps. Perhaps noticing the muscles in the chest. Perhaps becoming aware of the skin, the chest bone. Just bringing the attention to any and all sensations or lack of sensation. Now, of course, you may notice as we progress through this practice that your mind is wandering off. Perhaps you've gone into thinking or daydreaming. And let's just remind ourselves that this is completely natural. This is what the mind does. The mind wanders off. And so if this is your experience, just noticing perhaps where the mind has gone. And then gently but firmly guiding the mind back to rejoin this practice. So expanding the awareness now to bringing to awareness the entire torso, the lower part of the torso, up to the top of the torso, the front of the torso, the back and the sides. Bringing the attention right up to the armpits. Letting go of the torso now and bringing your attention to your arms. And we'll do both arms together. So moving the attention down from the shoulders through both arms, through the elbows and the lower arms, down through the wrists and hands, and resting the attention at your fingers. Sensing into the nails, the knuckles, perhaps the spaces in between your fingers, the fingertips, and moving up then into the palms of the hands, the back of the hands, and the thumbs. Coming into a sense of both hands. You may perhaps notice tingling or blood flow, coolness or heat. But just being with any and all sensations as you sit or lie here breathing. So moving the attention now from the hands to both wrists. Again, these is an area of intricate bones and tissue. You might perhaps notice the sensation of blood flow here, the pulse, the life of the body. Moving up now into the lower arms. So this is the area from the wrists to the elbows. Perhaps sensing into the softness at the inner part of the arms. Perhaps noticing the skin or blood flow. And letting go of the lower arms now, moving up to the elbows. Noticing perhaps the soft inner part of the arm and then the hard bony part of the elbows. Letting go of the elbows and moving up now to the upper arms, from the elbow to the shoulders, and sensing the muscle here, the bone resting in the shoulder joints. Sensing into the skin. And now we're going to expand the awareness to move from the shoulders all the way down to the tips of the hands. So expanding your awareness to take in both arms. Just being with the experience of both arms in this moment. Bringing the attention now from the arms to the tops of the shoulders, both shoulders, and bringing the attention up into the neck. The front of the neck, the throat. You might perhaps notice the sensation of swallow. Moving now to the back of the neck, the sides of the neck. Again, perhaps noticing the sensation of pulsing as blood flows around the body. Moving the attention now up to the back of the head, and you might perhaps notice the contact points of the head with the floor. Sensing into the scalp. Perhaps a sense of the hair follicles and the hair itself. Sensing into the crown of the head, the top of the head. Perhaps becoming aware of the hard bone of the skull that encases and protects the brain. moving down now to your face. So sensing into your forehead. Sensing the eyebrows and the eyes. You might perhaps notice the sensation of eyelids on the eyes as you blink. Moving the attention to the sides of the eyes, to the temples. Bringing the attention back now to the nose. And perhaps noticing the sensation of breath in the nostril. As cool air comes in and is warmed on the out-breath. You might perhaps notice the sensation of breath on the upper lip. So bringing the attention to the upper lip and the lower lip. Perhaps noticing wetness or dryness. Coming inside the mouth now, noticing your gums and your teeth, the roof of your mouth, the tongue, the insides of the cheeks. You might perhaps notice wetness or dryness, heat perhaps. Noticing any and all sensations, or perhaps lack of sensation. And then bringing the attention now down to the chin. And moving the attention up to the jaw. Sensing the jawbone and the hinge joint at either side of the face. Moving up now to sense both ears at the side of your head. Our hearing organs. Sensing into the earlobes. The ears themselves. And now we'll let go of the ears and expand the attention to take in the entire face. Coming into a sense of your entire face as you lie or sit here. And now letting go of the face and bring the attention up to the crown of the head. and expanding the attention now to encompass the entire body. Moving down from the crown of the head, down through the head, the shoulders, the arms and torso, the pelvic region, the legs and feet. Breathing through the entire body, complete and whole. And now scanning the entire body back up from the feet. So sensing from the feet, back up through the legs, the pelvic region, the torso, the arms, the shoulders, the neck and head. The body complete, stable and whole. Breathing into and out of the entire body. And now bringing the attention back to the breath. Sensing the breath in the abdominal area. Sensing the full extent of the in-breath and the full extent of the out-breath. Not changing your breath in any way, but simply being with your breath as you breathe. Resting here in awareness now until you hear the sounds of the bell.